Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon. 59 degrees outside. We're dry at the moment, but more showers and thunderstorms on the way for your Friday. The blame game still in overtime in the nation's capital as a congressional standoff over health care keeps much of the federal government shut down. Today, the Labor Department said it could not release its highly anticipated jobs report for September because its offices have been closed for 4 days. The national figures are generally a harbinger of what Wisconsin's unemployment picture will look like when it's announced later in the month. House Democrat Ron Kind of La Crosse said his colleagues are being pressured by their leaders not to stray from their party lines. He's among almost 20 lawmakers of both parties calling for bipartisan talks to end the standoff. That's something that John Boehner somewhat echoed in a press conference this morning. He said it's simple to end the government shutdown. Democrats come to the negotiating table.
All we're asking for is to sit down and have a discussion and to bring fairness, reopen the government, and bring fairness to the American people under Obamacare.
Boehner reiterating that the GOP in the House have passed government funding bills, but all of them tinker with the health care reform law, a deal breaker in the Democratic Senate and the White House. Two more people in Milwaukee's North Shore suburbs have gotten sick from cryptosporidium, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 17, two more added this morning. North Shore health officials say the apparent causes are exposure to swimming pool water. They also expect an increase in cases from person-to-person contact. The latest wave of crypto was first reported a week ago. Most cases have come from Whitefish Bay along with Fox Point and Bayside. Whitefish Bay High School cleaned out its swimming pool last weekend and reopened it on Monday. The Milwaukee Fire Chief is talking about the suspension of 9 firefighters. Eric Grillert has more.
They're accused of vandalizing their own firehouse.
Let me say from my perspective, and I think I can speak for the department too, we're all very disappointed.
Chief Mark Rolfing says an internal investigation is underway.
We'll be well into it by next week, hopefully to be finished within a two-week period.
He says it's unfortunate that a handful of individuals have given the fire department a black eye. The firefighters are getting paid while the investigation is ongoing.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Eight-man football has been a success in the Elkhart-Lake Glen Beulah School District. Coach Barry Fellman said the switch from 11-man to 8-man came after they had a chance to play a game 2 years ago and saw the benefits for their small enrollment district.
We're competitive, which we'd always, in the Central Lakeshore Conference, we would always play a half. We'd be tough with them, and then we'd just get tired out and because we didn't have any kids to sub in. So, but we're competitive with them, so that's what we like about 8-man.
Not much is different between 11-man and 8-man football, other than less players on a field that is narrower and only 80 yards between end zones. Fellman adds students have also supported the change.
We actually have more kids out because of going to 8-man, playing schools our own size, instead of playing like the Cedar Groves or the Oosbergs and the Howards, where, you know, the kids get beat up a little bit more.
Fellman hopes more schools in our area of the state make the switch as well so that they can lessen the need to travel several hours to play other 8-man teams in the state. You can watch the Resorters in action this Saturday as they play in Elkhart Lake for their homecoming game. Lakeland College will host Sheboygan's Community Day at its homecoming football game this Saturday as well. Sheboygan residents can get free tickets for admission to the game along with free hot dog and soda. Tickets can be downloaded and printed from Lakeland's website by visiting lakeland.edu/community days. Tickets are also available at a number of Sheboygan businesses. Democrats are passing around yet another medical marijuana bill at the state capitol. Senator John Urbanbach and Representative Chris Taylor are introducing a bill to decriminalize the use of marijuana to give relief to those suffering from chronic pain. Taylor says it's the compassionate thing to do.
Let's treat these people not as criminals, but let's treat them with some compassion so that they can get what they need to not suffer. And that is what we all want.
The bill allows doctors to prescribe the drug without fear of prosecution. Urbanbach is certain level heads will prevail on the measure, and he urges his colleagues on both sides of the political aisle to actually read the bill, which he says would tightly regulate the use of cannabis. Despite a warm September, Wisconsin's recorded the fewest traffic deaths for the month since the mid-1940s. According to preliminary figures from the state DOT, 46 people were killed in traffic accidents last month, 33 fewer than last September, and 12 less than the average for the past 5 years. For the first 9 months of the year, 396 people have died in Wisconsin highway crashes, 80 fewer than 2012, when winter ended a lot earlier than it did this year. That's why motorcycle deaths are down 26% for the first 9 months of 2013. The Sheboygan Countywide Crime Stoppers will be holding a crime prevention and safety fair this Saturday. Activities will be held at the Sheboygan Falls Municipal Building from 10 to 3. This free event is intended for the entire family to come out and learn more about the various services in Sheboygan County that can help save their lives and keep them safe. Some of the scheduled exhibitors include a tour of the Sheriff's Department Boat Patrol, rollover and motorcycle simulators from the state DOT, search and rescue dogs, a taser demonstration, and other safety workshops. The Flight for Life helicopter may also make an appearance at 1:30, but only if it is available for that. Another quick check of your weather forecast shows our temperature at 59 degrees. We're dry at the moment, but the radar is showing some more showers and thunderstorms heading this way. Could be a wet weekend as those chances go through the weekend. Our temperatures dropping from the 70s to the 60s by Sunday. I'm Rusty Melberg for 1330 WHBL. We'll return you to Rush Limbaugh in just a moment. WHBL News Time is 12:06.